So now that you're poet laureate, what will your first act be?
The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, cut the entire eastern seaboard power grid and basically, you know, silence our enemies. I consider them your enemies as much as my enemies.
Oh,
you have any suggestions?
Actually, no, because I never thought that I would be poet laureate. And, you know, I'm incredibly bitter about that. So I'm really shocked that you brought the subject up.
This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for the week of April 1st, 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, The Secret Lives of Poets. Tony Hoagland and Dean Young are both prominent American poets. They also happen to be very close friends. They live in different states, but they speak often by phone. Just the other day, they allowed the Poetry Foundation to record one of their phone conversations. We thought it would be a rare opportunity to listen in on the private, unguarded thoughts of two important contemporary American poets.
It's really appalling how much poetry exists. Why, it's just too much for one person to read.
That's Dean Young. He teaches at the Writer's Workshop at the University of Iowa, and he's written at least 7 books of surrealistic poetry.
I think we need to set up a fund where particular poets are given grants to not write.
You're a person of vision. I've always said it. It's just more and more clear to me.
That's Tony Hoagland, who teaches at the University of Houston. His poetry is often about the emptiness of contemporary American culture, which he writes about with wit, irony, and sympathy. They've both been featured on this podcast before, but for this program, we're going to listen in on a few minutes of one of their literary telephone conversations. I rolled tape for hours the other night, but, you know, we can just tune in anywhere. These guys are always interesting.
And have you noticed in Magnum Force, one of the ways that they signal to us that Clint Eastwood is a good guy is that his girlfriend has small breasts.
Oh, right. You mean that he's not this much.
You know, that's not so interesting. Let's try someplace else in the tape.
I've noticed that students are no longer... I had a student apply. I think he must have been from California. And he said he didn't believe in line breaks anymore because he felt that it was hurting their feelings.
You know, we paid them to do this. So there's got to be some serious literary conversation somewhere in this recording.
I want to talk about an interview I read about that subject.
Here we go.
I can't remember where it was. It might have been.
This is more what we had in mind.
You know, in the New Bohemian or something like that, they were interviewing Ezra Pound's son, Extra Pound, and he said that the purpose of poetry is the dental floss of the soul, and I don't know. I can't really improve on that. But
don't you think that realism is the purgative of dreams?
Well, God, you know, but then you have the problem of memory, you know, which is probably the only real subject for poetry. If I remember correctly, you have called memory the bad breath of time?
Well, memory is the repository of the mediocre.
Wow.
And the perfect poem is the poem that we instantly forget, because every time we read it, it's new again. That's one of my problems with a lot of contemporary poetry. Even though it is ultimately completely forgettable, and one finds themselves forgetting it even as they're reading it, still, it leaves a kind of aftertaste.
You mean that if you wrote one good poem, you could just, like, stop right there?
Yeah.
Well, you know...
Why stop with the poem? How about one decent word?
Well, you'd have trouble proving you wrote it, I guess. But, you know...
There you go again, all worried about reputation.
You know, so anyway, you think your recent poetry is more like a crayfish or do you think poetry in general is more like a crayfish or a waterfall?
Well, I think it's like a fireplace in a swimming pool. Or maybe.
I don't know. I just don't think they take the Poetry Foundation very seriously.
I think there should be more truth in advertising, you know. I think the Poetry Foundation should be renamed the Poetry Lost and Foundation.
If you live in Chicago, be forewarned. Both Tony Hoagland and Dean Young will be reading at the Harold Washington Library Center Wednesday, April 4th, as part of the Poetry Foundation's Poetry Off the Shelf reading series. Check our website for details. And while you're there, you can read some poems by Tony Hoagland and Dean Young. And you can listen to some archival podcasts featuring their work. Information about all of this is at poetryfoundation.org. Do let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is...
The perfect poem is the poem that we instantly forget, because every time we read it, it's new again.
Our email address is podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.